The Boy Who Lost His Name, for Toby Howard.
One day, a little boy awoke, sat up and rubbed his eyes, looked over at his bedroom door and got a big surprise. His name, which had stuck there, shock horror, it was gone. What exactly was he called? Bob? Or John? Or Ted? He looked inside his wardrobe, he peered in all his drawers, he searched underneath his bed, crouched down on all fours. No luck, his name had vanished. It wasn't anywhere. So he put on his clothes, brushed his teeth, and even combed his hair, and set off to find his name, never mind the dangers ahead. For it's true, this little boy was never so courageous. He crept outside into the dawn, and found a winding trail. Would he find his name? Let's see. On with our story. The boy walked on across the bridge, over the frothing river, but halfway a terrible cry made him stop and shiver.
"Who dares go there?" bellowed a short, fat, hairy troll.
"You chose the very worst place for your morning stroll."
I'm sorry," the boy screamed. He'd been given quite a fright.
"But you haven't seen my name. I lost track of it last night."
"You've lost your name? Is that it?" "Goodness gracious, golly gosh!" The troll spoke like this because he was rather really posh.
"My name's Trong," he proudly put. "Which starts with the letter T. Look like this, the one round my neck. Do take it, please feel free."
"Oh, thank you," said the little boy. "You're sure that you don't mind? I've heard that trolls are horrid, but you're really very kind."
The troll coughed in embarrassment and scuttled to his hair. "Run along now," he called gruffly. "I've got people I must scare."
The boy walked across the plain, his name nowhere to be found, and saw a big, feet-haired beast with his head stuck in the sand.
"Hello there," said the little boy. "What's wrong? Have you got stuck?"
"Just looking for something," said the beast.
"And not having much luck."
"So am I," said the little boy. "My name has vanished too."
"Gracious," said the beast. "Your name? Well, goodness, that won't do."
The beast was wearing jewellery, looking super chic.
"I'm an ostrich," she said. "Who's having a bad week? What I've lost in the world are things that jingle jangle. Gold, silver and diamonds, but I've lost my finest bangle." A tear rolled down her beak and her feathers began to drop. The boy went to her hug and tripped over a shiny hoop.
"My bangle!" shrieked the ostrich. "You found it, you clever thing! It's like an O for ostrich. Keep it. We all need some bling."